Diabetes Breakthrough.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is Robert Scott Bell an organic jerk? Am I an organic jerk? Oh, my goodness. We'll lighten it up with that in a bit. But, yeah, serious stuff on tap here. Last hour, we talked to Tangerine Boland about the NDAA. They nullified it through the courts, at least temporarily, restraining order. Go back and listen to that very important hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Last hour, we'll convert that into a YouTube for all of our listeners around the world to see that there are alignments of left and right coming together, and it's causing the political establishment, both left and right, to run for cover. They are freaking out. And before I got on the air this morning, I got a call from my mom. You know, she's 78, and she was striving to be a delegate for Ron Paul in the Republican convention out of Georgia. And she had gotten all the way up on the state level. Everything's cool. She was acknowledged by the Republicans as a lifelong whatever. I mean, she was, excuse me, really acknowledged accolades for this woman, my mom, to do this. And they get there, and unlike what happened in Minnesota, in Georgia, the old guard, the good old boys, the Republican establishment, had it going on. They still had enough to overwhelm even the Ron Paul revolution there. That's the latest I hear directly from my mom. She called me up in tears. She was so disgusted. She was so disgusted with what she saw with the old Republican guard. Just disgusted is an understatement. They had 200 people that applied. They put in their applications to become national delegates to the national convention. And they said, okay, so show up Friday morning at 7 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning. Be there in Columbus, Georgia, because we're going to interview all 200 candidates to see who we're going to push through on this. And they had about like 8 or 9 days advance notice of this, right? So put in their applications. They're due in by the 8th. And so by the 19th, they scheduled, or the 18th, something like 10 days later, somewhere around there, we are going to interview you, so you need to be in Columbus. Be there that morning, bright and early. And so, of course, all of these people wanting to do what is right get there Thursday night, pay an extra hotel, take time off of work. They get there, and that next morning at 6:30 in the morning, the local Republican apparatus, how do you say it, the establishment, sends an email out. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not going to do the interviews. 200 people is too many. We're just going to figure it out another way during the thing, right? So basically, purposefully instigated aggravation, anger, exhaustion, economic harm to those new people or even the old guard that have been there long enough but are really now supporting a revolution of ideas, of freedom, of liberty. And at the last minute say, sorry, we're not going to do it. And bless my mom, she stood up and said, this is outrageous. How dare you do this? And no consideration. You had 8 days to figure out you weren't going to do these interviews. You think the common courtesy would have been to give us a little notice in advance, but they wouldn't answer. She said that anything that was uncomfortable to them, they ignored like it wasn't even in existence. And so you understand here the old guard, whether they be the old guard of the Democrats or the old guard, in this case, of the Republicans. The old guard of the Republican establishment, they're little children. They're spoiled little brats. And that is mild. They don't want to acknowledge the wrong that they do. And when they're called out on it, they ignore it as if it doesn't happen. They stick their fingers in their ears with the cotton from the pill bottles of Big Pharma so they don't have to listen to people of integrity. Like mom, who just basically went down there to do her level best to stand up for the Constitution and limited government. In this way. Disgusted she was. Disgusted I am. And mom, proud of you for standing up for doing what's right. Sorry that it didn't happen as well as it did
in Minnesota, down there in Georgia. But good news out of Minnesota, Ron Paul backers complete a weekend sweep in Minnesota. Absolutely swept it, the Ron Paul Revolution. Rock and roll. The revolution is alive and well in Minnesota. They won basically every bit that they could win until one of the delegates, out of courtesy, gave the last slot to Michelle Bachmann for all of her work. And I don't know that I would do that. She speaks a good game in some realm, but in many realms she's still a neoconservative that does not respect individual liberty by her support of the NDAA, by her support of the Patriot Act, by her support of foreign intervention, and even domestic interventionism. But the Ron Paul crowd pulled off a bloodless coup, according to this article. I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Unlike other states where brawls broke out between Ron Paul fans and Romney supporters, the Minnesota convention was a relatively civil affair. There were no fistfights or shouting matches on the convention floor. Unlike in Georgia, where they beat up, or tried to, little old ladies, so to speak, over their support of liberty. Republicans. That's the state where they actually put Jesse Ventura in as governor. And by the way, I just got a copy of Jesse's new book. We're going to get him on the Robert Scott Bell Show probably during the week. So you're going to have to check it out at robertscottbell.com to know when we're going to have him on. But his new book, Democrips and Rebloodlicans. funny title. The Crips and the Bloods. And it's a phony dichotomy, a false dichotomy where everybody is victimized, left and right. And so we're going to get Jesse back on. By the way, it has been now what we call transcribed. My last interview with Jesse Ventura with my dear friend Liam Sheff, whose new book coming out, Official Story, is coming out soon. And it's up there on Natural News. I've got it linked up as well at robertscottbell.com, where you can actually read the interview where he took on the TSA and they said he didn't have standing to sue. Whereas the group that we covered last hour was granted standing to sue against Obama and anybody else who stood for the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act. Astonishing what's happening here. But as Tangerine Boland acknowledged last hour, coming from the left side of the political spectrum, that people are indeed coming together, putting aside their differences to recognize where the real danger lies. And that is absolute power, which corrupts absolutely, whether it be from the global corporations, whether it be from the federal government, the Fear and Death Administration, etc. We got to recognize who the real enemy is, because they'd like you to believe, oh, you Republicans, it's those evil Democrats, and oh, you Democrats, it's those evil Republicans. In the meantime, the encroachment upon your right to life, liberty, and property continues, whether a Democrat is in charge or a Republican is in charge. And that is why they are frightened to death of Ron Paul and his revolution. That is you out there speaking out for liberty. And if you want to know the people that my mom had to interact with in Georgia, it's kind of like this so-called conservative. This is amazing. Some of these old guard Republicans and what they're claiming that Ron Paul is all about. It's delusional would be an understatement what they called Ron Paul here. And I'll get that. I'm gonna scroll down and find out. He's calling them Ron Paul zombies. Ron Paul zombies. No. We're awake. What else did he say? This guy. Who is this guy? He's got Minnesota conservatives. He's got a blog, Time for an Independent Republican Party. He calls it the hideous Ron Paul invasion of the Minnesota Republican Party. The hideous Ron Paul invasion? He calls us a Jew-hating fringe cult political figure. He calls Ron Paul a Jew-hating fringe cult political figure who speaks to alienated, fairly ignorant, and frequently unwashed lost souls. Unwashed lost souls? You're talking about my mom who's 78? She's from Israel. She's Jewish. And supporting a Jew-hating fringe cult political figure like Ron Paul? Try again. We're not buying it. It's not happening. And that's an increasingly desperate, what would we call it, cries in the wilderness of the establishment Republicans who don't want to give up their grip, their hold on, what would we call it? It's certainly neoconservatism. Conservatism. But really what it is this need, this desire to grab control of power and control your life, to run your life, to domestically intervene in your life, to internationally intervene in the lives of those around the world. And this is happening, as I said, not only from the Republican establishment like this blog has acknowledged, but it's happening from the Democrat side under the Obama administration, case in point, the NDAA. Have you woken up to recognize what's really happening? Can we nullify? Hey, can we nullify the drones? I've got a story here, and it's up. It's linked at the blog notes at robertscottbell.com right now. And by the way, we've got some more information on an HIV vaccine. You're going to believe what it's going to cause, what it's going to give you based on what you've heard before. But I've got that. Also, there are attacks on homeopathic medicine I've got a report on this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so stand by for that. Also, forced medication. You could be from the left or the right, and the government wants to force you to accept government-sanctioned, FDA-approved medication. I'll explain that. You're going to have to stand by. This one is a shocker of a story. But good news here as we wrap up this first segment. Local governments have the power to restrict drone surveillance here in the United States. You heard about this? Have you seen the map of all the drone sites, the launch sites for the drones under Obama? Yes. The Congress passed a bill in February mandating the FAA must open national airspace to drones despite the extensive and unprecedented civil liberties dangers they pose to every American. The FAA and new rules announced last Monday made authorization procedure easier, stating that they have streamlined the process for public agencies. What? They include local law enforcement to legally operate. But the good news here, local nullification is possible. Local sheriff's offices can call a halt to these drone flyovers. Have you talked to your local sheriff about Sheriff Mack, for instance? When we come back from this break, we're going to get into the HIV vaccines, what it will give you, what it will cause in you, as well as is Robert Scott Bell an organic jerk? That's the question here on the show. Be back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,591.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,631.80, $815.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,631.80, $815.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 34 No Tax.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Yes, Robert Scott Bell, the Organic Jerk is back. There's a story here. You know, I almost say it's funny, but it really is. If you're a sensitive kid, my son, he's a sensitive guy, you know. He's a kid. He's 12, right? Got friends, sixth grader. And sometimes you get teased. What does he get teased about? One of his friends teases him because he eats organic food. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Of course, kids are cruel. We know that. We've all been party to that, either the receiving or delivering end of cruelty as children, to say that which we don't like, right? And somebody, you know, oh, you only eat organic food. Oh, it's not organic. You can't eat it. It's not organic. You can't eat it. How nice is that? Well, it's typical of kids at that age. And, you know, I explained to my son, this is going to happen throughout life. People don't understand certain things, and they'll lash out against you for it. Walk the other way. But, of course, life is long, hopefully, for you, for anybody. And you're going to find people that are not going to like you. And that's part of the basis of life itself. We got to learn who are our friends really. And if those cannot at least support you, even if they don't eat organically, they don't have to be a jerk to you. I mean, am I a jerk out there to you? And when I say, eat organic food or you can't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, no, I've never said that. I've acknowledged that cleaner food is going to lead to a healthier life. It's going to help your body to get ahead of the curve and detoxify you and get you well again. But if you think you don't want to eat organic, that's okay. You can still be my friend. I'll even go out. I'm not going to eat the same food you're going to eat. But we'll get by it. But I understand there are people out there that are pretty much organic jerks and organic snobs as much as they're like my kid's friend, a non-organic jerk or a non-organic snob about what we eat. But perception is reality as opposed to, I guess, the illusion that food is food is food. And many people want to maintain their level of ignorance, whether on the parental level. And, of course, kids often reflect what the parents believe about food. So if you're raising your kid to eat more organic foods, he or she might succumb to peer pressure. But if you eat differently than you're telling your child to eat, then it's likely your child will stray and obviously eat the things that you don't want them to eat. In my case, of course, we actually eat this way every day. So my kids, since they were little, were asking about the labels when they were offered food when they were out of my sight. Because it isn't something we do as a fad. It isn't something we do just to be cool or to be better than anybody, but because of the hard-won health that I regained when I switched to organic food. And people that have suffered and not recognized the suffering that they have, let's say self-inflicted due to their nutritional ignorance, may lash out at people who say, listen, it isn't the drugs that are going to get you well. In fact, it's not the drugs that are getting you well, they're making you sicker. I have some friends who, you know, he had prostate cancer, and they, you know, basically did the surgically removed the prostate. And I said, hey, did you consider these herbs, these supplements, these ways to go, or eating cleaner foods? And they looked at me and lit up another cigarette. So what am I going to do at that point? But I don't have to bash them for their choices. I got to respect them. It's like we got to live our lives. Do we want to intervene? Do we want to intervene in the lives of everybody and take on their karmic debt and their karmic burden? But I'm seeing here that recent research has revealed that specific tastes can influence moral processing. Moral processing related to your taste for food. I wonder what that means if you eat organic foods. How will that influence your moral judgment or behavior? It's an interesting question here, isn't it? I'm just looking at this. My producer sent this to me right now. People who were exposed to organic foods volunteered significantly less to help a needy stranger in their judged moral trend. I don't even understand. I'm going to read this story on the break and get back to you because I'm looking at this. I'm going, wait a second. This is kind of weird. How does this relate? This is why we do live radio here occasionally to ask these questions. But my point, if I'm making any point, Robert, get to the point. It relates to another story, and I'm going to get to the HIV vaccine trial issue. But it relates to this story. That what if the people that don't like you because you eat organically wanted to force you to eat genetically modified foods? Wouldn't you stand against that? And what if the organic people wanted to force you to eat organic people instead of the pesticide-laden people that you like? I would be against that, too. The freedom to make your own path in life, as long as you violated nobody's right to life, liberty, and property. And there's a story here up by the Associated Propaganda through Yahoo News. I have it linked up in the show blog at robertscadbell.com. Here's a story about a TB patient charged in California for not taking his meds. A tuberculosis patient. They're saying he's not taking his antibiotics. And we're going to arrest him and we're going to quarantine him for not taking his meds. Now, I am not here to defend somebody who may be purposefully spreading supposed tuberculosis, much like the story this week we covered with the Office of Medicine, Medical and Scientific Justice, Clark Baker. We talked about it, Liam Sheff and I, on the Friday edition, the Healing Revolution edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talked about the OMSJ, and they won like 41 or 42 cases against government prosecutors, and in this case, out of Fort Bragg, the military prosecutors are trying to say that this guy was spreading HIV without telling anybody, not realizing or recognizing that there was no HIV, that the tests were faulty. And they couldn't prove the presence of HIV, much less its causative factor in supposed immune collapse. And so they lost the case based on this. And what I'm saying here is that this guy in the story may be a real jerk, maybe a real bad guy. But what about you, right? We might not defend this guy for what he's doing because it doesn't sound like he's a good guy, unwilling to do his level best to prevent or eliminate his infection. But what about you in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience? If you were diagnosed with an infection and you knew of a way that was different than the medical religion, the medical establishment, to counteract that infection. For instance, we covered last hour about the deadly antibiotics. And you said, hey, I can use herbal products. I can use olive leaf extract. I can use silver hydrosol to counteract this infection just fine. And I don't need medical intervention. And I don't need antibiotics. And you're doing your level best to counteract it. Could you then be rounded up under the NDAA or any other government provision to protect the public? Because you're not cooperating with the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine, the Church of Biological Mysticism. And see, this is where the line is drawn. It's one thing to have an opinion and be a jerk about whether you eat organic or not, or whether you want alternative medicine available to you to counteract prostate infection or prostate cancer, for instance. But when the government steps in to enforce a medical edict, a state-sanctioned religion, now the trouble ensues. Because many of you are parents who have recognized the danger of vaccines and the vaccine-induced diseases, including the autism spectrum. And we're going to all be together in Lombard, Chicago, Illinois, May 23rd through 27th, this coming Wednesday to Sunday. And we're going to be talking about these issues because you've recognized the danger of vaccines. What about the federal and state and local governments trying to force your children to accept these vaccines against your will, against their will, to confiscate your children and medically assault them, whether it be with vaccines, whether it be with the antibiotics that I've described to you that could kill you faster than the disease would, even in the cases of tuberculosis, which, quite honestly, is not that transmissible among people who are generally healthy. But they forget to mention that as they worship Louis Pasteur and the germ theory. Not here, not now, not ever. I'll talk about the HIV vaccine next on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense out of this study that my producer sent me during the last segment. If you could hear me a bit confused trying to digest what was happening here, covered the story about organic jerks, told a little bit of the story of my son's interaction with some kids teasing him because he's organic, right? And yet now there's some kind of a study that happened. There's an article. I'll link it up. I've linked it up to all of my Facebook friends that are listening to the show right now. It said basically after viewing a few organic foods, comfort foods, or control foods, viewing, not even eating, this is weird, participants who were exposed like a flasher, like the organic cucumber opened up and said, hey, look at me, exposed to organic foods, they volunteered significantly less time to help a needy stranger. And so they judged moral transgressions significantly harsher than those who viewed non-organic foods. So first, you know, we're all labeled orthorexics, right? Remember, I'm an orthorexic and so am I. Because Robert Scott Bell Show listeners largely like to eat healthier foods, and we perceive organic as healthier solution. Of course, I'm promoting local agriculture. I'm promoting you growing your own. If you stack it vertically, whatever you got to do, plant something now. But now you all are heartless snobs as a result of being exposed to organic foods, right? Because what? The organic people were more selfish, volunteering only 13 minutes as compared to 19 minutes for the control group and 24 minutes for comfort food folks.
There's something about being exposed to organic food that makes you feel better about yourself, says this Erskine guy, and made them kind of like jerks a little bit, right? Now, is that true? But since you've been eating organically, you have become a jerk to the people around you? Or do you give more freely of your time to help those in need? Because I think they might be connecting with snotty people who say, well, I'm eating better and they're not, so I'm not going to help them. I don't know if that's the case here. I'm certainly not endorsing that. Never have, never will. But you know, our phone lines always open. Our ears, eyes, we're open to people that are reaching out for help. We would, however, acknowledge the role of responsibility, how it plays in our health, our health care choices. And I think perhaps that's looked on as being a jerk, because we would actually say, hey, you're coming to me for help? Yes, I've got remedies for you. Here they are. You can take them. But might I also suggest that you begin to clean up what goes into your body, so that that assault that is continual is reduced and your body actually has the energy to overcome it and you can genuinely be well again. And for some people, I acknowledge, they'll look at me and go, wait a sec, I just wanted you to give me a homeopathic pill. I didn't want you to tell me what to eat. And what are you going to do at that point? Because these people become the leeches. They suck out your energy as they claim to want to get well, but they want to steal from you that which you know. And then run away and complain when they don't get well, because they never change anything about their diet or lifestyle. So, in fact, I might agree with being an organic jerk in that context, because I am going to state very clearly and unequivocally, not queerly, clearly and unequivocally, that indeed what you eat matters. What you eat matters. And that, of course, may upset some people, because no longer can they claim victim to some conspiracy that is designed in horrible genetics that you can blame your mommy and daddy on, when we've already covered the scientific rational validity that says gene expression depends upon our willingness to expose ourselves to environments that are healthy for healthful gene expression, or environments that are not, that degrade us in our health. Much like those who are looking to a magic pill or a magic vaccine to protect them from lifestyle choices that they make. Case in point, the controversy over the syndrome known as AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And the claim was, it's not our fault, it's a retrovirus. We have no defense against it, so we need toxic medicines approved by the FDA. We need toxic vaccines approved by the FDA, until you find out that the vaccines themselves make you susceptible, more susceptible to the very thing they claim they want to protect you against or prevent. I've got a little bit more to say on that as well, right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we got to take a quick pause to say thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com, and we'll do some more healing after the break.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm going to be a really big jerk. My wife just brought me an organic smoothie. She just blended up for me. All organic. Oh, my gosh. What a jerk you are, RSB. Oh, but it's so delicious. Nutritious. I wish you could join me. Put some chantrition in there as well. I would love that. I've got to get my chantrition up as well. Get those adaptogens in. Say thanks to my friends at chantrition.com at 866-497-7436. 866-497-7436. They're linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And it is wonderful, as well as Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. My good friends at Nordic Naturals, get your EPA and DHA up there at NordicNaturals.com. And, of course, we love the whey protein, the undenatured whey protein that we get as well. So lots of great things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll have them all up there in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, at the Autism One Conference. Getting lots of comments on the HIV vaccine shown to cause you to be more susceptible to what? HIV. Never mind, of course, that 120 different things will cause you to test positive on an HIV test, including what? Vaccinations. Yes, go get your flu shot and then get tested for HIV, and you too can test positive for HIV. It's a meaningless, worthless, deadly test because of what it does to the people who are so identified as being HIV positive, for which there is no standard and no actual test. None. The FDA acknowledges the HIV test cannot be used to identify the presence of or absence of anything called HIV, nor be used to diagnose AIDS. Yet this study confirms that the vaccine makes you more vulnerable to HIV. No, it doesn't. It makes you more vulnerable for testing positive on an HIV test, which, as I said, is meaningless, except that maybe inflammation. Maybe it's an inflammation marker test. And of course, if you get vaccinated, you will be inflamed. Your tissues will be inflamed. Case in point, why getting vaccinated prior to getting tested for HIV will almost guarantee that you will have a positive response to any of those worthless, dangerous tests. Check it out. Go to the OMSJ.org website and you will see there that they've beaten back 42 different cases of prosecutors going after people for knowingly spreading so-called HIV because they had tested positive to HIV on the test. And all of those cases thrown out. Why? Because the HIV test is proven to be worthless. It cannot detect it. Get over the HIV religion. It's a bogus death cult. Immune deficiency I will acknowledge to be real in certain groups because of certain behaviors. And I would ask that you clean up your act, utilize better hygiene, sanitation, whatever it is, whether you're in Africa, whether you're elsewhere. Each continent has immune deficiency due to somewhat similar things, lifestyle things, but malnutrition, biggest thing. Feed the people,
no more HIV positivity, whatever that even means. Feed the people, even those people from those pro-vaccine groups around the world. We got to vaccinate all the little children. They're dying. From what? They acknowledge they're dying from malnutrition. So why don't you dunderheads feed them? You got billions of dollars basically going to Big Pharma to produce and provide and inject innocent children around the world when you know they're dying due to starvation. You know they're dying due to sewage contamination running in the streets. They're playing in contaminated, drinking contaminated water. You won't purify their water, but you'll darn sure support the multi-billion dollar vaccine industrial complex to continue to poison the children, the people of planet Earth. Why? It's some sick, twisted, Bill Gates-inspired eugenics program to reduce world population. And then you call RSB a snob because he's promoting organic foods, local agriculture, nutrition, sanitation, hygiene. I'll be that kind of snob proudly. I'll wear that label. No problem. Because we are the people that are actually doing something to help people to be well, to recover from disease, to genuinely get stronger and healthier. Instead, we got to put up with intervention on a domestic and international level by governments who have been owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, who I've said is more dangerous than the military industrial complex, because they claim in the pharmaceutical one to be here to help you, when in reality, they are here to basically shorten your life and take your money along the way via a bogus system of third-party insurance, whether it be Obamacare or otherwise, that covers only the monopoly medicine, that which has been granted special status to limit your access and knowledge and awareness of all things natural. Yes, unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration, that which we know to be safe and effective here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Pushing the First Amendment for all it's worth. We'll be back. We might even have a moment of duh. Stand by for that. On the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Check out robertscottbell.com in the meantime.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Vietnam includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Yes, the organic jerk is back. You know, we're talking about that story. Super Don, my producer, tells me, hey, you know, that means the cure for being a jerk is eating Twinkies. That's right. Everybody go out and eat a Twinkie and be nice to one another. Of course, as he notes, that would make Twinkies an unapproved new drug. That's right. Hostess will get an email alert from the FDA saying, your Twinkies are now an unapproved new drug because you said it's the cure for being a jerk. All you organic people there. Isn't that funny? Anyway, we got lots more healing to do. And of course, it always happens to be nutritional. The reality is the non-drug approach is ultimately where it's all going, but of course doesn't support the power structure, the power complex. And even physicians, true physicians, even Dr. Ron Paul talks about this, the freedom to heal, the freedom to know about the natural substances that can heal you, that may, yes, indeed, compete or put out of business those in the pharmaceutical industrial complex who want you to believe that cancer is a chemotherapy deficiency disease, which it is not. You know, sometimes they even do studies to try and defend their ridiculous assertions that drugs somehow actually help you. When we've covered this show today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking it off, that antibiotics are admitted now that can kill you. The Z-Pack, 5 days on a Z-Pack could lead to sudden death. And then we've covered the controversies of eating well, children that eat organically, etc. What about eating during pregnancy? You'd think we wouldn't really need a study to tell us how to eat well in pregnancy. But they've just uncovered something so groundbreaking, ludicrously, ridiculously groundbreaking about this that it could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of doubt brought to you by a study actually claiming that healthy dieting, healthy eating during pregnancy may be helpful. Helpful for what? You mean healthy eating during pregnancy? It's a breakthrough. The science is in. All you moms about to give birth, please. The science is there for you to eat a healthier, calorie-controlled diet during pregnancy. Why? To prevent excessive weight gain and cut the risk of obstetric complications. That's right. Researchers are actually saying, eat healthier during pregnancy. Of course, how do they define it? Isn't this interesting? They only define it in terms of controlling your caloric intake so that you don't gain too much poundage. Where is the discussion of the quality of the calories? It's not there. Of course, that's why it's a moment of duh. These people are so stupid, they'll say eat healthy, but they won't define it except to say, well, restrict those calories. Whereas you're feeding a developing child, and you want to eat the food that has so much of the minerals, the trace elements. We've talked at length over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about the need to include the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium in the diet of a mom or an about-to-be mom. Again, who's pregnant, right? Because the GTF chromium will not only prevent the gestational diabetes, but is also protecting the chromosomal integrity of the developing child. The fetus to be a child that's healthy. Gene expression related to nutrition, right? Environment impacting genes. Nutrition matters. It is not so much about calories. It's about what's in the calories. What is in the calories? So at moms or moms-to-be, if you haven't called up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, what are you waiting for? He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077.
1-877 and say, I need some GTF Chromium, the food-grown kind. And I believe he has the website now, gtfchromium.com. Make it easier if you forget. But you can always call him. 100 micrograms, three times a day of the food-grown form. Don't give me this chromium picolinate garbage. It is the food-grown form that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Does your food contain the life-sustaining minerals like selenium? Are you doing the Shentrition? Are you doing the One World Way to enhance glutathione production? And again, we're going to have a lot of this information available for you at the Autism One Conference this coming Wednesday. I hope to see you there in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. Check it out, autismone.org. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. And if you can't make that one, I'll be back in Chicago in June, June 15th through 17th, for the Health Freedom Expo, and that will be in Schaumburg, Illinois. And for those of you in the Big Apple, it'll be the Big Organic Apple, June 29th and 30th, for the Alive Foundation major award ceremony and event. I hope you voted. The Robert Scott Bell Show is up for Best Health Show. And we'll be there the end of June in New York City, right in Times Square. So we got a lot of cool events coming up. We'll keep you abreast, and you will keep abreast by plugging in to robertscottbell.com as often as possible. You can get the email alerts through naturalnewsradio.com, where you'll hear this show additionally 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And you can download the archives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for free. Thanks to my friend, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger at Natural News Radio, as well as for free through, thank you, to GCN, where we broadcast our show Sundays and on our affiliate networks all over these United States. Lots of great healing happened here today on the United States of Health Talk Radio. I am ever so grateful that you're with me each week and 6 days a week. For those of you who can stand the organic jerk RSB here, right? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm going to have more information on this, but they're attacking homeopathy again, particularly up in Canada. We've got a link story. The pseudoscientific elite in Canada have launched a new crusade against homeopathy, this time targeting Boiron Labs.
Scott Bell Show.